This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Yes, populism and free market awakenings on the march. Corruption was on the run, but now they've launched their counterstrikes. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest for a few more minutes. I'm going to go to break for 1 minute, right back to all your calls. So, you're a smart guy. You've got a lot of contacts, ear to the ground. You're saying you think Trump wins big. Democrats still say they're going to contest. What do you see coming up? What do you think we can all do, not just counting on Trump, but ourselves, to make sure we restore the republic?
Well, number one, I would not vote with a ballot. I would vote in person and make sure that you came and you voted and make sure you had poll watchers who are honest and consistent. Number two, I would assign somebody within the White House to silence the White House instead of leaking out information that's not appropriate to the newspapers or to whomever. I don't want to hear that senior officials in the White House off the record spoke to some newspaper. That's not going to work. Unless you clamp down on that White House and fire immediately, there's a lot of leakage going on. Number three, I think Pence has to delineate very well what he's been doing and how he feels that a president should act and that Trump has done well, and then explain as well, not only Trump, how are we going to get back?
That's right. He needs all his surrogates running around the country doing their own rallies.
Well, the surrogates are not as effective. The only man who's really effective, the only man anybody's looking at is Trump. But Pence has acted as a number two. I was very impressed. I become even more impressed with him.
Well, I mean, Grinnell gets the message out very well as well. As you said, tell me answer this. What's the wild card of more October surprises than what Giuliani's got with his laptop? The media's trying to cover that up. What's your take on that?
Unfortunately, what could happen is a boomerang effect, which I've seen in the past. That is, it's so lethal and so incredulous that the Democrats, particularly the liberals, would say that's nonsense. That's totally made up. It's fake news. It's people on the right wing. Remember, you're in the alternative media, and Steve Pachinik and Alex Jones are consistent with conspiracy. So the notion of conspiracy theories is going to skyrocket on the left, while the reality of what's happening to the Democrats is going to be minimized. There, they know how to just say nothing and make sure that they can force us to say, oh, these are conspiracies on the right. And they will say, I want you to get your ballots in, particularly in the states where it's mandatory. As I said, the liberal states, there we need poll watchers from the Republican Party.
No, I hear you. So they can just totally ignore, no matter how horrible it is, they just ignore it because we all kind of have an inclination to like, what, videos of him raping little girls? Okay, we better not get into that. So they use that.
Well, they use it, but you ignore it. You override it. And at the same time, you're going to have to make sure you have a strategy for, number one, if Biden does win. I need to have a strategy in that White House. Or what happens if Biden comes in very close and they want to contest it? What if he loses and they want to contest it? In other words, I need some strategic assessment.
That's what I've been saying is we've been trying to battle plan here on air. That's what we're doing right now. And I talk to folks in the White House. They say there's really no battle planning going on.
Well, that's the problem. There's no one there who's strategic, and that's been a problem for over 3.5 years. What happens with a man like Trump, who is quite formidable, and he loves what he does, and he's good at what he does, is to entertain the audience. There has to be somebody.
There's
got to
be real realists that just report to him and then leave it at that. He can do what he wants.
Right, exactly. You have to be cold-blooded. This is war. This is a war that we're going to have from now on. It's not going to be in Afghanistan. It's not going to be in Iraq. It's going to be in the White House. And that White House war might last a couple of months. And I need a plan, or somebody needs a plan, to understand strategically what you're going to do, who's going to be involved, and how long are you going to use that strategy.
Well, I totally agree. So you tell me when you want to come on for an hour. in the next few days, and I want to hear your idea because we need to get ahead of this now, and I guarantee you this stuff then leaks into the White House. They leak, we leak back in there. They try to keep them controlled. We get the info to them. Dr. Cipriani, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You guys have been holding
the Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war for your mind.
Michael, Gavin, Zach, Nick, Patrick, Brett. So I'm going to go to you and move the next person quickly. I want to get to everybody. Let's talk to Roxy in Florida. Roxy, thank you for calling. What do you think is really going down?
So much. I just want to thank you for making Endgame, because if you hadn't made Endgame, you never would have woke me up. First of all, my gut instinct tells me that we may actually have a Harris-Biden administration. And I didn't say that, you know, to be cute. I said that on purpose. And the reason I say this is because a lot of women I've been speaking to have revealed in talking that they know Biden's senile. And because of what happened with Hillary, they feel like, you know, the way to get a woman president, which they feel the United States isn't ready for, which is totally not the case. It just has to be the right woman, would be to circumvent Joe Biden completely and, you know, vote for Biden Harris so that he goes and eventually does whatever he does, plays Mahjong and puts on his slippers and watches Perry Mason, and she's in control.
Well, that's it. And the Democrats have even said, oh, he's a placeholder. When I don't care if it was a black guy, a white woman, a black lady, a dude, an old guy, as long as they're competent and aren't traitors, she's a horrible person. Just like she's not as bad as Hillary, but she's almost as bad. I guess she hasn't had real power yet, so we'll see. But absolutely, this is all about a woman president and women fetishizing that as a reflected glory. Her being president and a Chi-Com puppet is not going to help women. That's crazy.
And then my other thing is, I keep in my spirit, I keep getting a discernment, and I've been having this since about May. What happens if we do, or the states in the union do secede? People don't stop and think, well, we're fighting like idiots. The left-right paradigm is complete, you know, garbage. It really is. It's the Hegelian dialectic. And anyone who knows it, who listens to your show and, you know, is somewhat literate and can read a paper should be able to see through that. Now, The point that I'm trying to make is that if he does win, okay, we need beans, bullets, and band-aids, and you need to be ready. You need to start getting physically fit. If you haven't been, you should have been a long time ago. And you need to know your state's constitution as well as your, the actual constitution, because what it's going to take is going to be an actual pushback of the people. And,
absolutely. We've never pushed back. And so here's what happened. You had Republicans and Democrats sharing power the last 50, 60 years and selling the country out to foreign interest. And then finally, they just sold out to the Chinese and globalists to be their new boss. They weren't just selling out interest. They sold out completely to them. And then Trump came along, took over the Republican Party partially with a populist movement. That's why, 10 years ago, I wasn't Republican or Democrat because both parties were so bad. Trump is a populist attempt to take over to get the country back, and that's why everybody should get behind him. God bless you. Yeah. People like to buy into hype. And there's a lot of guys, a lot of women, you name it, that have bought into this, and they are destroying their own interest, and Trump is in serious danger, folks. And he's in serious danger of losing. And remember, I'm the guy that told you he was going to win when nobody else did. I guess Ann Coulter said it before I did. I was like the second, and I was sure of it. My gut's never wrong because it's just thousands of data points integrated into the subconscious, and then the spirit makes the decision. If they held the election today, Trump's going to lose because of massive fraud. He's got to get his points way up above her, not just 5, 10 points, 15, 20 points to beat the fraud. And then again, even if he wins by just overwhelming landslide, they're going to contest it, folks. So just anywhere you slice it, this is a foreign outside takeover of the country, literally. I mean, the sense of foreboding and doom I have has never been, I mean, it's overwhelming. And by the way, it's very exhilarating. I'm not like scared here. I'm like ready for war. I'm ready to, you know, I mean, metaphysically, I feel like I've got battle axes in both hands. So, I mean, that's just, and China's about to invade Taiwan. I mean, it's on, folks. It's on, it's on, it's on. Get right with Jesus is all I can tell you. Woo! It's everything we talked about is coming down now, baby. And there's a normalcy bias in the military, a normalcy bias in the Justice Department. The average person in the Justice Department's not a traitor. They're just kind of ho-hum, Republican or Democrat. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, martial law. Oh, sure, the Chi-Coms. Oh, sure, the... And then, boom, reality slaps right in on you like a meteorite extending the dinosaurs. I mean, it's bam. All right, so I got to take all these calls. It was a great caller. Let's talk to Patrick in Boston. Patrick, your take on the situation.
Hey, man, I was wondering why you were so upset about Hunter Biden's sexual impropriety.
I don't know what that, because he's being blackmailed by the communist Chinese, and if it's underage, those are children.
None of my business what he does with his penis, unless I'm sitting in his lap. Isn't that correct, sir?
Just a second. You sound like a seminar caller. This doesn't sound like a fair deal here to me. They admit these emails are real now, so I don't think. Well, first off, do you deny the emails are real, or did the Russians make them up? Let me ask you that question.
I don't know if they are, and you don't know either.
Excuse me. We have the repair shop. We have the emails. We have the emails from the lawyer. They're not denying it.
Excuse you at all, because I don't think you're being a reasonable arbiter right now.
Okay, let me ask you this. In the emails, it says to Burisma, we want the investigation covered up. We'll give you $30 million. I mean, it says it right there.
Yeah. Do you know those are true?
Did you hear me that the FBI had the laptop confirmed that it was Hunter Biden's?
Yeah, FBI.
And the repair shops released the emails with lawyers?
You know damn well that the FBI has not confirmed anything.
No, they've confirmed they had the laptop.
It's being harangued by
Senator. Dude, you're trying to call into this show and gaslight us that Hunter Biden and his dad? Okay, did his dad get up on C-SPAN and say that they were investigating us, so I went and said, I won't give you $1 million, and they fired the prosecutor?
Listen to me, boy. All right, Senator,
we're done with you. We're done with you, boy. You're the punk. Okay? You think you call in here and gaslight my audience. You don't do that. You're a joke. If I had more time, I'd keep you on, but I got to get to other callers. Unbelievable. That's who these guys think they are. They think they're chumping you. They think they're smarter than you. The Bidens are degenerate scum. All the one-sided China deals. They sold our country out. They're enemies of the Republic. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in California. Nick, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to say my mentor reminds me often, never stop an ego on its way to self-destruction. It doesn't need your help. And the way I see it is that America's ego that's been lulled back to sleep in the wake of Bernays' propaganda is destructing. But the good thing is that what follows an unhealthy ego's collapse is the formation of a healthy, mature ego, which is people waking up.
I agree, but if we have a collapsing third world and nuclear weapons, the collapse of the ego may kill us.
I guess no comment there.
I mean, think about the danger of that. But what do you think of the last guy? He says the Bidens would have said this was fake up front if it was fake. They have said nothing. Now we have the lawyer's emails. The FBI admitted they had the laptop.
I have nothing to say about the last guy. I mean, I don't even know why he's listening to your show if he's going to call and harass. But what he said.
Well, I mean, I want to spend more time with the guy. I just got to get to the calls. But it's just the arrogance and the con game. Like I was some 70, you know, IQ 14-year-old girl he picked up at a bus stop. This laptop is about underage girls. That's illegal. Even if you're a Democrat, they should have some basic decency.
Yeah, and that's why I have a problem with early voting, because people who already voted for Biden, they can't take their vote back once they see that Hunter Biden's a child molester.
That's how they get around the October surprises, don't they? Is they have, what, most of the ballots have already been passed. Did you know that?
Yeah, like 30 million. Yeah.
God almighty.
And mostly for Biden.
Nick, what else do you think is going to happen as America self-destructs?
You know, I don't have much comment about what's going to happen in America. I have a lot of comment about people not really understanding who they are and what they are and how they got programmed to be what they are. Like, for instance, we don't even have rites of passage anymore in this country. So a lot of boys who are, you know, or should I say adults, we're just still boys. You know, we went from high school.
Hey, let's talk about this. You didn't go through rites of passage. I didn't go through some of the rites of passage. Wait, what you mean by that? We come back to Nick, then Michael, Gavin, Zach, Brett, and others.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Development. That's what Nick's talking about. Now they say the new age of adulthood is 25. Then it'll be 30. We're all going to be locked in our houses because of COVID. The robots will take care of us. This is a post-human world the elite are building in their own words. So what are you getting at about how people break out of that and then refine those rites of passage?
What I have to say about that, from what I've been taught by my mentors, is that first people have to understand what they are made of, like what in terms of paradigm, not in terms of biology, but in terms of their paradigms, you have animal nature and you have human nature. And a lot of people say that the humans are basically good. Well, that would be true if we were in our human nature, which has access to good because of choice. But a lot of people are stuck in their animal nature, which if you look at children are animals, basically. They're developmental narcissists. It's me, 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 me. So when their parents get divorced, they take it personally, of course. They're developmental narcissists. Well, without a rites of passage that takes a person that puts that person on a path to facing courage, facing all their fears and going for what they
exactly. They got to face fears. They got to be on a mission. They got to have a kinship. They got to experience there's something bigger than themselves.
Right. Without that experience, they're still children. They're still essentially, girls with penises, right? That's what boys are before they hit adolescence. They're prepubescent. They're basically girls with penises. Now, what that means is they don't have that that protector, that provider, that defender. They don't have those instincts. Those instincts have not.
Go further. Those are epigenetical compressed books in the genome that the brain's connected to. Rites of passage are trigger points to open those. Women have rites of passage. Men have them. By removing the ancient rites, they have shuttered development and basically like whole weapon systems. I mean, as I've gone through rites of passage, and there are more, not just being a boy into a man, then there's the father, then there's, he goes up. It's like one day you finally wake up and you have all these dreams and all this stuff. And it's like armories of understanding of weapons. I don't mean like weapons to kill people, but just, it's like you start getting so much knowledge. It's incredible. And I hear what you're saying, brother. It's so real. And that's the difference between God and the devil. The devil is a force that doesn't want you to expand. God wants you to have everything. But God had to give you free will so you have that opportunity. So you got to go with God. Go with God and get behind me, Satan. That's why I love Via con Dios. All right, let's go ahead and talk. Who's been home the longest now? That would be Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the air.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to talk about, I've been seeing a lot of people, a lot of Christian people that I believe are good intention, but they're still thinking about, they don't like Trump or they want to vote for Biden because, they think.
Oh, they want to act morally superior and say, oh, he's terrible, but he's better than Biden. No, he's an incredible champion that's been through hell and you should back him and get persecuted for it, you damn cowards.
And I especially want to speak to, I've seen pastors and things, posting things about don't, go into conspiracy theories. And the Bible is real. It's true. It's God's word. And you can test it. You can question it. And God's not afraid of our questioning. So it's the devil that always says, don't look into the details.
Exactly. The devil's in the details. And the devil never wants you to look at details. Absolutely.
I have a couple of things that I've noticed in the scripture that hopefully people can share. I know, everybody that's listening to the show probably knows, but you have friends at your church that, I know people that won't watch a video of Alex Jones, but, if you share with them from the Bible, in Genesis 47, Pharaoh had a dream about 7 years of great harvest and then 7 years of famine. Joseph interpreted that dream as the prime minister. They did not share that information with the people. They kept that to themselves. They, as a government, stockpiled food, and then they were able to sell it back to the people. And then in following years, the people had to sell their
livestock. Oh, yeah, that goes back to the dream of the prophet in Egypt. Remember that?
Yeah.
Of the 7 years of fat, the 7 years of skinny.
So if people don't think that, you know, that story has been around for 5,000 years. You don't think that...
You know, I was talking to a high-powered Democrat to show you how evil these people are about a month ago. I had to meet with, because of some issues, and I was meeting with the local Democrat mafia head, and he said, Alex, what's going on? Was it 4,000 years ago in Egypt with the 7 days of plenty and the 7 years of famine? And I was just like, they already know all this. They just decided to be on the other side. You believe that?
Yeah, so
it's funny you called about that, because that, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, but people who won't believe that a government or powerful organizations will cause a famine or a plague, or whether it's real or not, in order to gain the benefits of that, you know, they had a whole country sell themselves into slavery in the Bible.
Well, look at Pharaoh, and then they went and dug up the Sanskrit and the hieroglyphs. It's true what's in Genesis. And what's later in Exodus and all that, Pharaoh's in Exodus ordered the firstborn of the Israelites killed as a way to just call off boys. They don't want too many boys because they don't want warriors. They want women they can control. Nothing against women. It's a fact. And so you're absolutely right. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Amazing points. And by the way, folks can sit there and say, oh, you should never meet with the Democrats. You know, that's evil. No, it's not. I never compromise one bit. I mean, they say in the Bible that God meets with the devil. The devil, and I'm not saying I'm God, I'm saying it's an allegory. The devil has to go up and ask God for permission for things. I will absolutely meet with the enemy if they want to meet with me. I've met with two representatives of the top billionaires. I've met with the enemy repeatedly. I've got meetings with the enemy going on right now on the East Coast. And I encourage the enemy to stop and give up and reject Satan and embrace Christ. But they won't, because they're of their father the devil, the synagogue of Satan. But that's what this comes down to. This is very real. And they know it. The devil can quote scripture all day long. They know it better than we do. They know these are people that decided to join it. Because they don't believe in you. They think you're losers. They think that they're really going to become gods and merge with machines and escape this. But I look at Soros and Stelter and all of these people. And I see losers. I see that there's nobody home but an evil force. I look into God-fearing people. They can be black. They can be Hispanic, old, young, Asian. And I see intelligence and goodness and love. And I see their spirit. And then I see these people, arrogant and fake and empty and alone. Thank God I don't have eyes like Newsom or AOC. I mean, put them back up there. Look at their eyes. That ain't human, folks. Look at Schiff. Look at Pelosi. Look at David Hogg. Look at Dershowitz. Look at the Aurora shooter. They all got that satisfied, weird, sick look. Look at Cuomo. Look at him. Look at Stephen Colbert. That's the most evil of all of them right there. Look at that face. That is none of this world. All right. We got a special guest that got beat up in San Francisco on Saturday. We're having an event. He's a well-spoken, nice black man that wanted to have a free speech event. So he got one of his teeth totally knocked out. The other two, he's a tough guy, too. Very Christ-like. He just takes the beating. I'm not as strong as he is. I'd have gone crazy. I get so mad you knocked my front teeth out. God, you're dead. You're dead. I'm going to beat your brains out. He didn't know. He's a better man than I. He took it. Be right back. I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep, and we understand
that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are striking against our republic. But many people who've been asleep have been awakened by what they've seen. And humanity is coming together with our red blood and our humanity that unifies us against the globalist onslaught. We're going to go to our guest, who I really appreciate joining us here in a moment. I'm going to show some of the videos of him being brutally beaten for trying to have a free speech rally and to support President Trump in the new fascist communist command center of San Francisco. But here's a video of hundreds of young black American activists marching, saying, "We want Trump." This has been banned off Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Go ahead and roll it with audio. Here it is. Goes goes on and on. So that's people beating the mind control. That's just being silenced on the internet. But our guest here, then I'll do the next hour and take your calls for Zach and Noah and Brett. Everybody, hold on. I'll get to you. I love you. Philip Anderson has been completely deplatformed after he was physically attacked. That's the other part. He didn't just get his teeth knocked out. He also has been deplatformed. Banned on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram just hours after Antifa knocked his teeth out. He defended the Portland courthouse by stopping two riots in Portland. He stood in between Antifa BLM and the police in Louisville, Kentucky, and protected the police from them. And then he was in San Francisco when this happened. And he's being absolutely destroyed by these people. He's got a website that we'll put on screen for you, but it hadn't been updated. He's got a new site we'll tell you about in a moment. TeamSaveAmerica.com. What a great name. We ought to work with this guy and try to help him. TeamSaveAmerica.com. He's got a GoFundMe. Everybody should support. Help Philip Anderson fix his teeth and his friend that got attacked. Mark and Gina assaulted at San Francisco rally. And again, they bankrupt you. They take your bank accounts. They take everything from you. Hashtag Team Save America. But he joins us here in just a moment. Let's roll the videos, though, first for TV viewers, radio listeners. These are all over the place on Infowars.com. They've been blocked online because victims can't be shown to the left. Philip Anderson has his teeth knocked out at free speech rally. We'll play that. And then we cut to him talking about what happened next and his message to Joe Biden. Here it is.
Get down.
List of leaders who they target. And a black guy not submitting to slavery, he's got to be hit the hardest. And so that's a white dude knocking a black dude's teeth out. That's a good thing, according to the left. He still gives a speech with his tooth knocked out. Then they attack him again. It just goes on and on. This is tons of these.
But this is what happens when you lose free speech. This is what happens, America.
They're throwing bottles at him right now. They're ready to listen.
You knocked a black man's teeth out. You knocked my teeth out. But you're here saying black lives matter. You knocked my teeth out of my mouth. That makes no sense. Look. Look at what you did.
$2,000
a tooth
to fix that bare metal.
What are you trying to do, sir? You're trying to end a black man. You're trying to kill me.
Hey, Joe Biden. I have a question for you, Joe Biden. You said that Antifa is just an idea. This is what the idea you're talking about, Antifa? This is what they did to me. I'm at the hospital right now, Joe Biden, because of Antifa. So I just want to ask you, do you still think, after seeing this, that they're just an idea? Okay? I want you to answer that question, Joe Biden. Is Antifa, just an idea?
All the folks shot and killed, all the police killed, people shot at checkpoints. Philip Anderson's an amazing guy. I've seen his work for a while. What called you to travel around the country and stand up for freedom and describe what happened to you, brother? We really appreciate you and hope you get your teeth fixed, my friend, because, yeah, I guess you lost the other tooth now.
Can you hear me, Alex?
I can, sir. Good to have you on.
Hey, man, I'm so thankful to be here. It's unbelievable that I'm the victim of a hate crime. And even though, on top of being a black man and being the victim of a hate crime, just hours after Democrats knocked out my teeth, committing this vicious hate crime against me, they completely deplatformed me just because I was going viral and it made them look bad.
How would Jack Dorsey like his little teeth knocked out and then he'd be platformed? Because they're little murdering big tech criminals that push this and allow it. Jack Dorsey and others are guilty of what they've done to you and all the dead people. And one day they're going to get retribution.
It's true. And what I have to say to InfoWars and to the Where You Go One, You Go All crowd, and especially Nick Fuentes and Groyper Army, it's time to protest Big Tech. Time to protest Big Tech at all their headquarters. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I put the last video I posted before they banned me. They watched that video, then they immediately banned me on Twitter. They banned me on Facebook. They banned me on Instagram.
All together, they got to silence the victim. I should have said that up front. Yeah. After you're physically attacked, they then silence you.
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, the attacker is guilty. I just got my teeth knocked out. And if I was a Democrat, I'd be the next Black Lives Matter martyr. I'd be Breonna Taylor. But just because I'm Republican, they treat me like I'm a slave. They knock my teeth out. then they banned me completely off the internet. This is unacceptable. They committed a hate crime against me, literal hate crime, and that's what the guy's getting charged with. The guy who knocked my teeth out has been arrested by San Francisco police. They called me last night, and I just can't believe it. Because when Instagram banned me, I posted a video. That's exactly what they did, Alex, right in that picture.
And it just pisses me off, man, because this is real fascism. This is real evil.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of having the free speech rally. They showed us that we're not even allowed to have the free speech rally. Okay, they shut it down, and they couldn't tell us why they shut it down.
Well, you're not a little guy. You obviously, I could see you when they knocked your teeth out. You made the decision. You kind of got, for a minute, like you were about to, you got your fist in the ball, then you decided not to fight back. Why'd you do that?
The reason why is because I saw a white guy there. I knew for a fact that they were going to murder him. They're just going to kill him. And that's why I put my arm around him, because I knew that this guy was a good guy, not just because I saw him wearing InfoWars gear, you know, because I know right off the bat those are good people. They don't throw the first punch. They just defend themselves. But I already know what Antifa does. They target white people who are wearing anything that's pro-MAGA, you know, pro-InfoWars, literally just pro-America, and they beat the living hell out of them. I said, that's not acceptable. That's racism. That's the same racism that black people had to go through in the 50s and 60s. That's what white people are having to go through right now. I completely condemn and disavow any type of hateful action like that against white people. It's not acceptable, and I'm disgusted by it. And just because I try to protect that white man, this is what they did to me. This is how much they hate black
Let's
and white
Let's describe
people
how that started.
Along.
They were trying to get him first, right? And then they came to get you.
Yeah, I put my arm around him to protect him. And then out of nowhere, someone comes behind me and punches me from the back. And then right there, he punches me a second time in the mouth. He won't even let me talk to him and say, dude, why did you punch me? I'm just trying to walk into my own event and escort this attendee into the event. Because there's a lot of people who actually came out. The news is lying. All of the Antifa and BLM people there, mostly Antifa, they decided to block all the people who are trying to enter the event with Gina and Mark Lopez and the GoFundMe you guys saw at the beginning of this video. They practically broke his leg. They had to take him on a stretcher to the hospital, so please be sure to donate. But that's a Latino man. They also attacked his Latino wife. So they knocked
Let's talk about this. Americans every day are getting maimed and killed to simply speak support of the president in America. This is so sick. This is so sad.
And the whole reason
I'm sorry,
why
when the police, when that
out.
Guy punched you in the mouth, the police should have gone with their billy clubs and arrested that guy. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting.
And the reason why they're afraid to do that, Alex, because you've seen the Black Lives Matter movement. You see how they're willing to burn down an entire city.
Oh, it's all backed by all the billionaires.
Yeah, they would use any footage of those guys going in trying to get justice for a black man getting his teeth knocked out, and they would turn it on the police. You see police officers going in with billy clubs, and you see, oh, peaceful protesters were just attacked by the police.
I know, at some point, we got to not give a damn about what happens, but I get it. All right, let's come back and talk about where all this is going. My God, this is unbelievable. Philip Anderson's here at TimeSaveAmerica.com. I tell you, man, God, I love my teeth. That's somebody not my front teeth out. God almighty. What a horrible situation this country's in.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, folks, we just had our whole systems shut down. We had backups kick in. We were warned about this, but a lot of stuff's going on behind the scenes. We're going to go back to our guests in a minute as soon as we get the power back up fully here in the studio. But here's Keith Olbermann saying he wants to arrest everybody and put us in prisons. Is a horrible authoritarian piece of filth. Here's this enemy combatant that thinks, here's this Chi-Com agent who thinks he owns you and your family. Here he is.
Trump can be and must be expunged. The hate he has triggered, the Pandora's box he has opened, they will not be so easily destroyed. So, let us brace ourselves. The task is twofold. The terrorist Trump must be defeated, must be destroyed, must be devoured at the ballot box. And then he and his enablers and his supporters and his collaborators and the Mike Lees and the William Barrs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mike Pences and the Rudy Giulianis and the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society while we try to rebuild it. And to rebuild the world Trump has nearly destroyed by turning it over to a virus. Wow, remember it. Even as we dream of a return to reality and safety and the country for which our forefathers died, that the fight is not just to win an election, but to win it by enough to chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage and then try to clean up what they left. Remember it, even though to remember it means remembering that the fight does not end November 3rd, but in many ways will only begin that day.
All right. This is like the science fiction movie or the Star Trek or Star Wars where the Millennium Falcon's on fire and stuff's going off and lights are flashing and nothing's working. I got briefed about 2 weeks ago by folks that are hooked in with Homeland Security and the Pentagon, and they said, Alex, you already know this. You've got the maps. We're getting hit with 100 times, 200 times any previous attacks, cyber attacks. Cell towers are going down all over the U.S. Banks are getting hacked into. Everything's going crazy. They're trying to bring down the dollar. They're trying to bring down the United States. So when we have a technical difficulty, I don't always just blame it on that, but we're having daily hacks, daily infrastructure attacks, and now we're told the next thing would be our power grid and our studio. Mike Adams was briefed by some of the same people. He said that yesterday when he was on. So we have full backups. We have everything plugged in, everything right. But this just happened. And I mean, you ought to see it. Like a half a billion requests a minute, fake requests to InfoWars. And I've been asked by IT people not to show you our stuff so people know what to hit. But they're not just hitting us. They're hitting everybody. America is at war right now. So, Philip Anderson, going back to you, physically had your teeth knocked out. Then Antifa threw bottles of water at you while you tried to finish your speech. This is such an historic time. Talk about yourself. What got you engaged? Who are you? Because you're a great guy. What made you go out and travel the country and stand up for free speech? Was it just something at a gut level, spiritual? What was it?
Alex, you're the reason why. I saw they wrongfully banned you, and at first people were like, oh, it's just one guy. It doesn't matter. I'm like, you guys are being real dumb. They're going to ban us all. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter what your religion is. It doesn't matter. Whatever. They're going to take you out the second you have an idea that they don't agree with, that they don't want spread, and they know that you have the ability to effectively spread that idea. You're the man who got President Donald Trump elected. I don't care what people say. That's a fact. You know, statistics, the numbers, they don't lie. You're the man. And they took you out because of that. They don't want Americans to have the right to free speech. They took away your free speech right, Alex. They took away your right to peacefully protest. Now they did the same thing to me. Now I don't have the right to organize and peacefully protest. Now I don't have free speech. I've been completely deplatformed off the internet, and all I have left is a website. I'm the exact same as you. And they say, oh, Alex Jones, well, he's this racist white guy. I'm a black guy. I got my teeth knocked out. I'm the victim of a hate crime, and they just did the same thing to me. This proves that what they did to Alex Jones is not justifiable. It's a political agenda, and these social media platforms claim protections because they claim to be neutral platforms, and they get these protections. And here's the whole problem. All I said was Americans have the right to free speech, and they have the right to peaceful protest. Big tech thinks that you're slaves. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook think that you all are slaves. They are wrong. I posted that video saying that, and how I'm the victim of a hate crime, and how they did just ban me on Instagram, and how they're going to ban me on Twitter and Facebook in the morning. And the only thing I got wrong is that they banned me 1 hour after I posted that video.
That's what's so incredible is you're a free speech guy. You're giving a loving speech. You don't fight back. And then they can't have a victim of their evil, so they disappear you. Like they buried you in a nameless grave. I mean, they support communist China, what they're doing. I mean, Jack Dorsey, all these guys are really monsters, aren't they?
They really are. Hey, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, you need to look at this. Right here. These are my teeth. I don't know. Right, here we go. These right here, you know, these are my teeth. I'm trying to get it, like, in the middle.
There we go.
Yeah, these are my two front teeth. And I want to know, after seeing my two front teeth here, you know, why did you ban me? Why did you completely deplatform me? My teeth were literally knocked out of my mouth, Mark Zuckerberg. Why did you ban me?
Well, let me tell you a story. Heinrich Himmler was the head of the SS. But he'd never been in the military, never killed anybody. He was a member of the royal family, low level, and a chicken farmer. But Hitler hired him as he did what he said, and he did what he told him. But Himmler went out a few times to execution sites where they were shooting people, machine gunning them, and he would throw up and said, I can never see this again. So Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg, they don't want to see your teeth knocked out by the people they fund, people they protect. They want to just ignore the victims of what they've done. And I just say that, you know, how would he like his teeth? I mean, if somebody walks up to him next time he's at Congress and knocks his teeth out, and then he doesn't just have his teeth knocked out, he's then banned off Twitter because his teeth were knocked out. Or what if somebody, God forbid, beat his brains out with a baseball bat, and then his name was banned because he can't have a victim? See, that's who these guys are. They're creeps, they're nerds, and they feel like they have a right to piss on everyone and abuse us and dominate us. They're monsters.
Yeah, and that's the whole point why. They wanted to destroy me as quickly as possible because they said the Proud Boys were there, and they were not there. First off, the Proud Boys are not a white supremacist organization.
Exactly, but now just saying you're them. A, they're not white supremacists, but now they just say you're with them, so you deserve to have your teeth knocked out.
Yeah, they weren't even there. Not a single Proud Boy. It was just me and the people who came to see the rally and our speakers. And Antifa Berkeley knew that the Proud Boys weren't there.
And let's talk about that, because I was reading it. It was like a free speech pro-Trump rally. You can't even have that in America. Like, all Americans should be outraged by this.
Yeah, they told everyone that white supremacists were coming. They told everyone that Proud Boys were coming, that fascists were coming. And there was a total lie.
Meanwhile, the main white supremacist leader has endorsed Biden.
Exactly. Richard Spencer has endorsed, you know, Joe Biden. I mean, white supremacists stick together, don't they? Because Joe Biden is a total racist. He's so senile and old, he can't stop himself from having his true feelings and thoughts.
He goes, I like roaches, and I like black kids. And black kids are just as smart as white kids.
Yeah, he'll always go up and creep up on and sniff and touch all the white kids. But you don't see him touching any children of color, do you? That ought to tell you something. Okay, I'm almost thankful.
Oh, that's
that
a good point. He's never grabbing on brown kids, is he? Ooh.
Yeah, I'm almost thankful that he's a racist. Thank God that he's not going to put his hands, you know, on my sister or my children. I don't even have children. Thank goodness for that. And thank goodness that if I did have children, they'd be black, or else Joe Biden would be all over them. You know, if my sister is actually older than me, you'd probably walk up to her, and just like the other woman he walked up to, say, I wish you were 4 years old and dancing. This is something he actually said to a woman on live TV, and guess what? The media didn't even report on that. He went up to a woman and told her, I just wish that you were 4 years old.
Philip Anderson, I've seen some of your videos. Philip Anderson, I'm very impressed with what you've done. Please.
Thank you.
Please come. No, we love you, brother. Please come back home with Owen Schroyer. Please join me again in a couple days. And please work with us because, obviously, for folks that don't know, because I never had bad teeth, but I've been grinding them, so these disintegrated. I finally got two posts put in the last 6 months. Now I got the tooth put on. It's over $2,000 per tooth. People want to support you. How do people help you get your front teeth back, brother? Because I want to see you on air with me in a couple months. It takes that much time to drill in and put the post in and make them seat. They got to put the new teeth in. But how do we support you, brother? Because, you know, they give all these globalists all this money. We need you to get a lot of money, not just for your teeth, but to have your own media organization and some security.
Yeah, here's the thing, Alex. The money that's being raised right now, that is not just to fix my teeth. The money that has been raised, that should be about enough or almost enough to fix my teeth. But the whole point of why I want you guys to continue donating is so we can have another free speech rally. Because we need to protest Twitter. We need to protest Facebook. We need to protest Instagram.
Hey, Philip, you got me sold, brother. Go fund me. Help Philip Anderson fix his teeth. Go fund me. Mark and Gina assaulted SF rally. Join us again tomorrow, brother. We love you. Phone calls and big breaking news straight ahead. And we got some big Hunter Biden laptop news.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.